Hello everyone, and welcome to episode number 91 of the Nintendo Fever podcast. My name is Holly Falmouth. I will be hosting today, and I have no one to introduce. I am flying solo this week. Matt and I have had a rough couple of weeks trying to get together to record an episode of the podcast. Since this would have been the second week in a row that we missed the podcast, I thought I would try to get a quick episode together for you to listen to this week, mostly because we are doing a couple of special things this month of February 2017. We are getting our Game of the Month Club back in gear with NES Remix and NES Remix 2 this month, or of course you could play NES Remix Pack, or what was the other one? I don't know. There's a kind of a compilation of both NES Remix and NES Remix 2 on both the Wii U and the 3DS, and I think it's a different name for each of those, so, but whatever the case, just play some NES Remix this month. As always, you can use hashtag NFGameClub to chat with us about the games, so that should be a lot of fun. Also, very important for me to mention that we just couldn't go without mentioning this week is that we are sort of making February a month of giveaways. So starting this week with a North American code of the Wii U game Twisted Fusion, made by Lewis Pugh, a friend of the show. So we'll be giving away a code for that game this week. Again, that's North America only. It's a Wii U game. So the way to enter that is to send us a question, anything Nintendo-related at all, to in an email to podcast@nintendofever.com, or hop on Twitter and send us a Nintendo-related question on Twitter using a new hashtag, #NFMailbag. So next week, Matt and I will read those questions and read your names out on the show, and one of you lucky listeners will receive that code for Twisted Fusion. Even though it's a North America-only code, thank goodness for the Switch and removing region locking. But even so, if you are not in the United States in North America, you can still send us a question, of course, and we will try to get around to answering that and talking about that in next week's show. So because that will be a giveaway for next week, please try to get your questions in by Friday night. Let me check what date that is. That would be the 10th, sorry, of February. So try to get your questions in by the 10th of this month on Friday. All right, with all of that out of the way, because I'm flying solo this week, it's probably going to be a fairly short show. I thought I would just talk about some of the kind of random things that have been on my mind that are Nintendo related lately. The first of those is pretty obvious, actually. Fire Emblem Heroes, Nintendo's, I would say, second, you know, official mobile game. We're not talking about apps here, even though Miitomo was kind of game-like. I would say this is Nintendo's second mobile game to hit smartphones, so of course that's exciting news. I'm just going to talk about that briefly, because honestly the time that I have spent playing it has been brief. So, just some quick thoughts here. Fire Emblem Heroes, it actually, first of all, I'll say in previous episodes of the show, Matt has kind of speculated that Nintendo's going to, take some tried and true mobile formula and basically slap Fire Emblem characters on it. There were certain series or, you know, genres for mobile gaming that he thought would fit well with Fire Emblem. However, what we have in Fire Emblem Heroes is kind of like a bite-sized version of just regular Fire Emblem games. Bite-sized in the sense that you've got these tiny little maps, your units can't move very far, the maps are completely revealed right there on your screen, meaning you don't have to scroll around like you would on a giant traditional Fire Emblem map. And so in that sense, very bite-sized. Not so bite-sized, though, is the cast of characters. If you don't know already, in Fire Emblem Heroes, you can use orbs, which are purchasable via microtransactions, and I'll get to that in a minute. But you can use those orbs to summon characters from basically every Fire Emblem that has ever come out, even the ones that haven't come out in the West, which is very interesting. But I did find myself mostly receiving characters from more recent games that have come to the West, kind of another story for another day, I suppose. But basically what I'm getting at is that the cast is huge, and kind of the whole point of the game, for the most part, is to kind of build your dream army. However, you don't really have too much choice when it comes to which heroes that you summon. You can choose kind of the type of hero that you're going to get. You can say, I want a green-colored hero, which would be an axe wielder or a green magic wielder. Green is good against blue, which stands for lances, blue-type magic, and it goes from there. Red, of course, is swords. So, of course, you've got kind of just the core Fire Emblem experience, which involves that kind of rock, paper, scissors. Axes are good against lances, lances are good against swords, etc. But kind of the idea is to try to build this amazing army of heroes. You can go for stronger heroes, you can try to balance out your team, or you can try repeatedly to get those specific heroes that you actually want. That's the tough thing, and that kind of brings us into microtransactions. So basically, you pay some real-world money, and you can get some of these orbs, which will allow you to, again, randomly choose which heroes that you get in your game. I played the game really briefly. I looked at that list of little microtransactions that you can do. Some of them were not so micro. I don't know why they call these things microtransactions. If you were constantly paying, like, the premium $75 for probably what is a crap ton of orbs, then there's nothing micro about that. And I'm not exactly sure exactly how many orbs you're getting per, you know, amount of real world money that you're spending, but I took one look at that list and knew I am not spending money in this game. I really dislike microtransactions, but from what I've heard, these are not very well done. Not very fair, I guess, so to speak. They kind of made me think of Miitomo, where I kind of look at Miitomo, and for one thing, what on earth are you even getting for those coins that you're spending? Just a bunch of silly clothing items and decorations in Miitomo, and in Fire Emblem, you're getting a bunch of basically randomly chosen heroes. Of course, you can choose to have a focus, where you'll have a chance, you know, as you recruit more and more characters or summon more and more characters, you'll have a higher chance to receive. Well, for example, there were two focuses available. One of those was, like, you know, legendary heroes. You could get Marth or Lucina, or I don't think Roy was part of that focus. The other focus was Deep Devotion or something like that. Of course, you could get Camilla that way. I think Roy was part of that group. But the odds, especially starting out, are not great that you're going to get those characters that you actually want. So, not a very good first impression of microtransactions for me, as kind of someone who's new to playing mobile games, I must say. And of course, I got a little taste of that in Miitomo, but I kind of expected it would be better in Fire Emblem Heroes. Not the case, but I suppose that's one of the reasons I haven't played it a whole ton. I'm really glad, though, that right off the bat I got a couple of heroes that I really kind of like from Fire Emblem Fates Birthright specifically. I got Setsuna, who kind of cracks me up in the games as far as her character goes, and Oboro, who, again, is kind of a humorous character to me. So I got a couple characters that I really liked. But be happy with those characters, people, because I feel like this game is just ripping you off just a little bit if you're spending a lot of money just trying to get these random heroes. And good on you if you got the hero that you really wanted, but how much money did you spend to get to that point is my question. So, I don't know, not a great first impression so far, but that's about all I have to say about Fire Emblem Heroes. Another thing, kind of random, that's also been on my mind lately is my Nintendo, and specifically how it's going to tie into the Nintendo Switch. My Nintendo, of course, if you don't know, is Nintendo's rewards program. It hasn't been that well received, and the huge problem is that you collect these coins, and they allow you not... I mean, Club Nintendo gave you free games, for Pete's sake. They were kind of older, but still, a lot of the games that you get on My Nintendo are also fairly old. The sad thing is that you can't really get much, basically, quote-unquote, for free with the coins that you have, or points, rather. I don't think they're referred to as coins anymore. all you get are discounts, which it's like, okay, I know you want me to spend money, Nintendo, but I've already spent quite a bit of money just getting this amount of points. Again, some of those games that are up for discount are older, or I think the biggest problem is that a lot of hardcore Nintendo fans pretty much own everything that they want to own. They're not about to spend money, even at a discounted price, for a game that they didn't buy or want in the first place. So that's kind of the negative of my Nintendo. However, I think the Switch actually is a great opportunity. The sad thing about my Nintendo is that it kind of came at a time when we're in a big transition kind of period here. The Wii U is pretty much headed out the door. The 3DS is still going fairly strong. But yeah, I mean, the Wii U has had a great lifespan, you know, for those of us who really enjoyed the console. So it kind of stands to reason that the games that would be available for discount on through my Nintendo would be older. Ones that we already got back when we wanted them, back when they were kind of new and recent. Once the Switch comes out, however, I think that could change. The key is for Nintendo to try to keep things current. Nintendo is known for being pretty stingy, but to make my Nintendo something really valuable, I think that they can offer discounts on more current games. They had better do that. And I keep kind of tying this idea in my head to the game 1-2 Switch. I have said on the show before, I'm not paying the $50 that game is going to go for. It just seems like way too much. We don't really know what kind of depth there is to the game. I mean, sure, it looks like a good fun party game, but a game like that should come out for $30-$40, in my opinion, on the first day, and I'd buy it for $30-$40. I'm not gonna pay the $50 for it. However, this is obviously where my Nintendo could come in if that game were, you know, in a timely manner, made available on my Nintendo as a discount, like, I'll spend 200 of my platinum coins if you give me 10% off this game, I might just go for it. Just to spend my darn platinum coins, if nothing else. I think some of them are actually getting close to expiring, which is kind of a downer. So yeah, I kind of dislike my Nintendo just as much as anybody. But if Nintendo does things right and wisely when the Nintendo Switch comes out, I think it could turn around and be something pretty cool. One thing that I would love, love, love for Nintendo to do with my Nintendo is, of course, to give us those physical rewards that we kind of... I don't know if Nintendo ever announced this officially. I feel like maybe they did somewhere. They said that there would be physical rewards to receive from my Nintendo. So that, of course, would be a pretty big boon for my Nintendo. Another thing that would just be a dream come true for me is if Nintendo started offering its game soundtracks digitally and either make them kind of a My Nintendo exclusive kind of reward. I mean, they're digital. How hard can it be? They don't even have to be physical. I love my physical CDs that are game soundtracks, but I would be happy with them digital as well because I just love Nintendo music. So dream come true and a really good fit for my Nintendo, I feel like. One thing that Matt and I haven't talked about much, actually my Nintendo in general is something that we haven't talked about too much lately. I was actually pretty pleased though with a recent prize that I think that you could get with platinum coins, which are kind of the more easy coins. Oh shoot, I keep saying coins. The easier points to acquire, and that was the Legend of Zelda kind of 25th anniversary concert videos from the Symphony of the Goddesses. So those came to my Nintendo as rewards, as well as a theme that was awesome. A Legend of Zelda 30th anniversary theme came to my Nintendo. I hope these are still on my Nintendo, because if they are and you haven't received them yet, go and spend your points on those, especially if you have some that are expiring, because they're actually pretty cool. Those Symphony videos are actually for a 3DS download, which is kind of reminiscent of that one app. I don't even remember the name of it. Oh, yikes. Nintendo 3DS TV. Oh, that's terrible. I can't remember the name of that app. It was like this weird video app where you just get kind of a select four videos to watch, and it would update every week or something like that with new videos. So those kind of Symphony concert videos cropped up back on that app, and so I'm glad to see them back, and I wouldn't mind seeing some other of those videos. Darn it, I just wish... Was it called Nintendo Video? This is really sad. They discontinued the app, of course, but there was some good stuff on there. I really liked the Kid Icarus anime kind of shorts. Those were also really good. So I sure wouldn't mind spending my soon-to-expire platinum points on my Nintendo on some more of those Nintendo videos that I liked so much back in the day. Just the select, you know, handful of them that were actually good. Anyway, so those are a couple of things that Nintendo could do to kind of make my Nintendo a little bit better. I think it will get a little bit better with the Switch, though, because nobody owns a Switch yet. Nobody owns any games on the Switch yet, and so if Nintendo, right off the bat, starts offering Nintendo Switch games at discounted prices through My Nintendo, then bam, there's finally a reason for you to spend your My Nintendo points. There's finally something that we can say is actually good about My Nintendo. Now, I know that this episode has not gone on very long so far, but that's pretty much kind of all that I had on my mind lately. Don't forget, like, almost the whole purpose of this episode was to let you know about our Game of the Month Club. Play some NES Remix with us, and don't forget to use hashtag NFGameClub. Also, if you'd like to win a digital code for the Wii U game Twisted Fusion, send Matt and I a question, Nintendo-related, anything Nintendo-related at all, in an email to podcast@nintendofever.com, or you can hop on Twitter and use the hashtag NFMailbag to send us a question through Twitter. So be sure to enter the contest, be sure to play some games with us this month. Thanks for listening to this short and sweet episode of the Nintendo Fever podcast, and we'll talk to you next week.